Country 94.9, FM 95. This one goes back to 1996. Joe Nichols on the phone with us. Joe, I got married in 1996, and I'm 26 years strong with my marriage. And Joe Nichols is still going strong, so that's a good sign, right, Joe?
Yeah, man. I'm just listening right here just through the headphones. I haven't heard that song in so many years. That just puts a smile on my face, man.
Has it been a while? I love the opening of that one. Six of one, half dozen of the other, 1996. Joe.
Yeah, I did that whole album in one day. We did all the vocals, 10 vocals in one day in 19. I think we did the album in 95, so it'd have been 18. My first time in a studio. I'd never been in a studio before. Here.
Were you guys?
There's 10 songs. Sing these.
Joe, did you know your pickers in the studio when you went in? Did you know your players that were going to be on the record when you
None.
Went?
No, I didn't know anybody. I didn't even know the process. I was such a scared kid that was, you know, essentially going in there to do some demos, you know, with some really good players. And, man, I was terrified and lost my voice that night after the very last song.
Oh, wow.
Man, what a cool memory. Thank you for bringing that back.
She could care less, but she don't. She could say goodbye, but she won't.
Joe Nichols off Joe Nichols from 1996. And the brown leather tassel jacket. Tell me you still own it.
Man, I wish I did. I wish I did just to say, you know, just to keep the thing out of circulation. Now, yeah. There was a couple of fun looks I had back in the day. I remember it was my first, before then, you know, I only had, you know, what my local Western wear store would carry. You know, it had brush popper shirts. You know, little Mo Betta when Garth had that stuff happening.
Yeah, sure.
But I still lived in Arkansas. I hadn't even really been to Nashville at all, except for that one trip to make that album. It was a very fast process. So we, you know, kind of shot a couple videos right after that to kind of promote the album. It's a little independent record label, but we did what we could. And of course, I decided I wanted to move to Nashville and try to get an actual major label deal. And when that happened, when I moved to Nashville in 97, my world was changed. It was not as simple as it was when I was in Arkansas and just go to the studio making music.
Sure.
My world became real, really fast. And I had to work several different jobs around town, you know, to try to make ends meet while I tried to get indoors at record label offices or publishers or, you know, try to book a place to play just acoustically so people could come out and, you know, see maybe 20 minutes of me playing. And,
yeah.
That was just so hard, but great years because it really does train. It's like going to college. It really does train you to be better. It trains you, you know, when you're starving, you learn a trade quick.
What about some of those early stages, Joe? Some of those great nights where you got to be on with some of your favorites. What do you remember about that in the early days? Jumping on tours. I know Alan Jackson tour was big for you.
Yeah, the Alan Jackson tour was great. Man, I remember being so excited that people were hearing my song on the radio, The Impossible. It was such an exciting time. We were going to cities I'd never, you know, been to before. We were going to L.A., Chicago. We were going to, you know, Miami, just New York City, all these different places. And I'm like, wow, they're hearing my record in all these cities, these places. And, of course, that year was filled with so many gifts and the next year as well. But when Alan Jackson invited me to tour with him, that just kind of, it shot everything into a different level because, you know, I was the only one on tour with Alan. And here was one of my all-time favorite, you know, icons of country music.
Yeah.
He said, you know, here, have this opening spot. It's just going to be me and you. It's not like a four-person ticket. It's it's just me and you out there. And I had one song that people have heard on the radio, you know, hopefully people that are on radio.
Yeah.
But I had a 20, 25-minute set. And so I'm like, what are we going to do with the other 20 minutes, guys? So that was for me, it was an introduction into better play your stuff that really gets them, whether it be your next single, which was Broken Heartsville, and play your heart out. Make it great and make the impossible great. It's the only one they know you by. Sing your tail off.
Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that ain't
the other two, if you got to play a cover, play one that floors everybody. So it was things like that, learning how to be with, you know, the schedule, the do's and don'ts of the stage.
I love it. Lessons from Joe Nichols for the up and comers. Yeah. Joe, what is it about Arkansas? I know I just learned, I forgot that Johnny Cash from there, Glenn Campbell's from there. Why should the Midwest love Arkansas? What does Joe Nichols love about Arkansas?
Man, I love a lot of things about Arkansas. You know, first of all, it's home. One of the most beautiful undiscovered places in the country still, the Ozarks up there. That's where I'm from, kind of at the foothills of the Ozarks.
What's blowing out of the Nichols home speakers in Arkansas when you're growing up?
Merle, let's see, my dad had this big, looked like a couch. The stereo was so big, it looked like a couch. It had a record player, had an 8-track, and a cassette tape player.
Yeah.
And it was humongous. The speakers were enormous. And I remember many, many times waking up. My dad was an early bird. He would throw on Merle, Allman Brothers, Marty Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he would throw on this stuff at 5:30 in the morning and just put it on 10. We'd fly out of bed like, oh, my God, has somebody broken into the house and destroyed our stereo? But that was my dad. Yeah, it was music all the time, man. The louder it got.
That's great memories. Did that lead into picking up a guitar? Yeah, of course, that's in your fabric. So when did that finally happen? When did you take one off the shelf?
Well, yeah, it kind of did. You know, I watched my dad, you know, his desire was to be a musician. You know, on weekends, he'd go out and play little dives, and he'd be in this band and that band and the plug-in guy, and he carried me along to some of the places that I was allowed to go to.
Oh, that's great.
You know, VFWs and little beer joint places that didn't mind that I was, you know, 7-8 years old. I did say for my first guitar, I worked for this little old lady down the road in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Her name was Louise Smith, and she was in her late 70s. And she paid me $1.50 an hour to come feed her cows and make sure, you know, the cobwebs are clean on the corners of her walls and do a little mopping, sweeping, some chores that she couldn't do, lift some heavy things. And I was about 13 or 14.
Yeah.
And I saved up about $45 and bought my first guitar, the Harmony, and it had 5 strings.
You know how many guys I've known to have started with Harmony guitars? That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest one.
That's
the strings were about 3 inches off the neck, so it really trains your fingers. You really want to play that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the pride, too, that, you know, it wasn't handed to you. You went and you worked for it, and then whatever you did on it afterwards, that was all you. That's pretty great.
Absolutely.
But here's what's going to ingratiate you to the crowd in Knoxville on Thursday night, Joe. Cardinals fans abound, and for some reason you're a Cardinal fan.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Two reasons. Number one, I'm from Rogers, Arkansas. It's kind of the northwest corner of Arkansas by Missouri, by Oklahoma.
Okay.
And so kind of on the west side of the Ozarks. So we had KMOX when I was a kid. We listened to baseball on KMOX.
Yeah.
And when in 1982, my dad got a job in St. Louis. So we moved to St. Louis.
In 82?
In 82. I was a little bit of kid. I was only about 5.
Great year to be there.
Oh, yeah. We got there, and they won the World Series that year. My dad was a security guard at the stadium, at Busch Stadium.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, so we were big Cardinals fans from early on, and in the wintertime when they were out of season, snow would be on that old AstroTurf Busch Stadium, too.
Yeah.
And we'd go out there as kids, my brother and I, run around the bases and go crazy on the field while they weren't playing on there.
The Cardinal fans.
Great early memories.
Yeah, they'll be happy to know that. Yeah, those early 80s Cardinal teams. Wow. Joe, that's pretty great. Joe Nichols on the phone with us. Good Day for Living, his latest album. Joe, I know you're pretty proud of that.
Ain't no crying in your beer. Ain't no she walked out the door. Ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore.
We're pretty proud of your entire catalog, playing everything from you. Broken Heartsville is one of my favorite songs. Yeah, and the tequila flowing on Thursday night, maybe in the grandstands at the fair. Fairs are a blast, Joe. I know you got to love playing them.
I do. It's one of my favorite types of venues. I think there's a lot of festivals. There's a lot of, you know, hard ticket places, a lot of theaters, a lot of arenas, and they all have their own character. But for me, fairs, you know, are kind of the middle America picture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get to go have a little fun. you have a little food that's kind of bad for you a little bit. You know, you spend a little day indulging yourself. And
it's a nice
slice. Have fun on the rise. You play some games, you know, and it's just middle America fun, nothing outrageous. And it's a calm, good, wholesome kind of day for the most part. And I think I missed that.
Joe, it's going to be all those things you just described coming up on Thursday night. This area is excited about it. Joe, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it so much, and we can't wait to see you on Thursday night, man.
It's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate you. Hey, thanks for that old school memory there.
Absolutely. Going back to 96, 20-plus years in the business, Joe bringing all the hits with his buddy Josh on Thursday night at the Knox County Fair. We'll see you there, Joe. Take care, brother.
All right, man. You too.
See ya.
Cause I got the love.